We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomei Hilchos Shabbos. We begin Siman Shin Lamed Ches. Dvarim Ha'asurim B'Shabbos Mishum Hashmas Kol. Those are things which are prohibited because they make noise on Shabbos. Sif Aleph Hashmas Kol B'Klei Shir Aser. It is prohibited to make noise on Shabbos using an instrument which is meant to be used for song. But to knock on the door or something of that nature where you're not intending to make it into a song of a beat of any sort, that is going to be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah points out that when we say that you are not allowed to use a klei, make noise with a klei shir, says the Mishnah Berurah, that is not only with an actual instrument but with your hand as well, such as you're not allowed to clap to a beat in the manner of singing either. And the prohibition of both of these, you can't use the instrument, you can't clap your hands, because you might come to fix an instrument if it breaks as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, if you want to clap in order to make a baby stop crying, so then you can do it, but you should do it kilachar yad. Since what you're doing is in a song of some sort with a beat to get it to stop crying, it should be done kilachar yad, and it will be permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah as well, for a sick person, you're also allowed to clap in order to calm them down. As well, clapping very loudly to wake someone up is also going to be permissible, because that is not being done to any type of beat or any type of tune. It's just being done to make noise, loud noise, to wake someone up. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that when we said that you're allowed to knock on the door, that is not only with your hand, but says the Mishnah Berurah, even with a knocker, which is attached to the door, you're also allowed to knock on the door, since it is not being done derech shir in a musical way, which would imply that if you are trying to make a beat when knocking on that door, then it will be prohibited. We will also see soon in Siman Shin Lama Tes, the Be'er Halacha says that nowadays many are nohig to clap and dance on Shabbos because it is not shayach at all to fix the instruments, and that is so far removed, but it is still prohibited to use a musical instrument, even though we don't know how to fix them. We only allow certain things, but we will not allow all things, even though the reason no longer applies. It is also important to point out that while the Mechaber says that you're allowed to knock on the door, the Be'er Hagra, brought in the Be'er Halacha, disagrees and says that you are not allowed to knock on the door if you are trying to be Mashmia Kol, and therefore you should do it Kilachar Yad in an abnormal way. The Ramah adds, V'cheinim lo avid ma'isa shari, you're also allowed to make noise if it is not being done through an action. We'll see an example of that right now. The Ramah says, L'chein elu shekorin l'chavreim u'mitzavsim b'fiyem k'mo tzivor mutar la'asosu b'shabbos. That's why it's permissible to whistle. That is not considered to be a ma'isa, and therefore it is permissible to whistle on Shabbos. They were not gozer in such a situation. The Ramah, however, now adds another using the knocker, says the Ramah, is prohibited. Even if you're not trying to make a certain beat, a certain song, that is because this utensil, this knocker, is meant to make noise, and something which is meant specifically to make noise is prohibited to use. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because we're afraid that you might come to use it for musical purposes. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, a key which is not meant to make noise, it's meant to actually open the door, you'd be allowed to knock on the door with a key, because even though you're making a noise with that, the same noise that you make with the knocker, since it is not meant specifically to make noise, the gzera does not apply, and it is permissible. The Ramah continues, V'lachin asr l'shamash l'hakos al adelas l'kor l'beis ha'knesses al yidei ha'kli ha'miyuchad l'kach el'amaka b'yado al adelas. Therefore, when the person is trying to let people know that davening is starting, he can't use the knocker, a special knocker, to knock on the doors. Rather, he should knock on the doors with his hand. The Mishnah Berurah then brings a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach about the bells that some people hang on the Sifrei Torah, or on the crowns of the Sifrei Torah. Says the Taz, it is prohibited to hang these bells on the Sefer Torah, because the purpose of it is to make noise, and we just said anything that is specifically meant to make noise, you are not allowed to use on Shabbos. So that would mean that you wouldn't be allowed to walk around with the Sefer Torah on Shabbos. But the Shach disagrees. First of all, he says Litzorach Mitzvah, it's going to be permissible, and since it's being done so that everyone will know that the Sefer Torah is coming, so you could stand up for it, it is permissible. It is also not similar to the one who is letting people know that they should come to shul, because there is another option, whereas here there is no other option to let the people know. And also, you're just trying to pick up the Sefer Torah. You're not trying to make the noise that comes along with it. And the Shari Ephraim brought in the Mishnah Berurah, says, L'chadchila, you shouldn't have it, But in a place where they have it, you can be makil like the shach. Rav Uzner says that the bells we have on the Sefer Torah nowadays are really only meant for noy, just for beauty purposes and not to make noise. So that's why it is permissible to use them. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well says that they're not on there for the kavod of the Sefer Torah. They're only there for the kavod of the Sefer Torah, not so that people hear that they should be walking. So therefore, it might be permissible as well. It could be if you have a special utensil used specifically for Shabbos to make noise, then maybe that gzeira that we said of the special of something which is used specifically to make noise would not apply. Since it is something that is used special for Shabbos, you would not come to use it for music, as that is a constant reminder that it is Shabbos.